Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Welcome back to the 60 Second Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO. In today's episode, we're focusing on combating counterfeiting in the consumer product sector. With us today is David Oshimoli, General Counsel of David Yurman. David, it's great to have you with us today, and thank you. I'm sure our listeners will be really excited to hear from you. Welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It is really exciting to get to have this conversation with you.
Awesome. David, so we recognize that counterfeiting means different things to different companies. Can you give us a brief overview of what is counterfeiting, what is counterfeiting, and why is it an important topic for brands and creators?
Sure, absolutely. So in a strictly legal sense, counterfeiting is the unauthorized use of a trademark on something that isn't genuine. I think when people hear about counterfeit goods, I think the first thing that pops into mind is probably luxury products, handbags, watches, designer apparel, things like that. In reality, it's a much bigger issue than that. These days, counterfeiting affects nearly every industry, everything from consumer electronics, auto parts, toys, even medical equipment and pharmaceuticals. Obviously, there's some serious health and safety implications to that. So this isn't just an important topic for brands and creators, though obviously it is, but also for policymakers and law enforcement. I think just on that point, it's important to recognize where counterfeit goods come from and how they're made. There are links between large counterfeiting operations and transnational organized crime, and the people involved in making counterfeits typically aren't following all the rules and regulations that we as consumers and citizens would want them to follow. Things like child labor laws, product safety regulations, environmental laws. So this is an important topic in general. But coming back to your question as to why this is important for brands and creators, at its core, counterfeiting is someone stealing something that you created and using it for their own benefit. As brands and creators, we invest so many resources in launching a new product and developing a 360 sales plan to go with it, whether that's R&D, marketing, employee training, store visuals, you name it. There's just so much that goes into it. And you know, with counterfeiting, someone comes along at the end of all of that and says, oh, that looks good. I think I'll just make a fake version of that and sell it for 50% less. So as much as it's morally and legally wrong, for me, it also becomes an emotional issue. And it free rides on all of the hard work that an entrepreneur or creative has dedicated to building something from the ground up.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the key things that I want to talk about is how do companies even go about realizing that they're being counterfeited? You know, some it's quite easy, right? I mean, I live in New York City. As we walk down the streets in New York City, you know, luxury handbags that are being sold on the street are probably counterfeit. And then if you go to social media, there's certainly ways to purchase counterfeit products there. And as you said, it doesn't only extend itself or lend itself to handbags or luxury goods, but it really could be anything. So how do companies even go about realizing that their products are being counterfeited?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So you're right. Some of the low-hanging fruit are e-commerce places, some where counterfeiting activity is especially problematic. Social media, I mean, the same way we brands use social media to advertise our products and reach new audiences, so do counterfeiters. Some of the best insights will actually come from your existing stakeholders, customers who see it out there. And sometimes, unfortunately, fall victim to it, will reach out to you. Your procurement team that's out there speaking to vendors and suppliers, and they're seeing things and hearing things. Your merchandising team that's out there in the market and looking at what's going on and what other people are selling. So there's a lot of avenues to figure it out, but you hit the nail on the head, I think. E-commerce and social media are probably the two best places to start.
Yeah, it really is quite incredible. And you know, I actually think, you know, we're all excited about the use of AI and how AI has grown in the world. But I really think that even some of the social commerce videos that are being made are using AI to sell counterfeit products. So let's say you are a company that discover that your products are being counterfeited. How do you address that situation?
Yeah, I think going back to how we started this conversation about what counterfeiting is, which is the unauthorized use of a trademark, first and foremost, you need to have a registered trademark, right? So you need to have a mark that's being wrongfully used, wrongfully placed on, you know, some replica or non-authentic product. And it's important in that respect to understand trademarks are territorial. So just because you have something trademarked in the US, that doesn't mean you can use that to stop counterfeiting activity in Hong Kong if you don't have it registered there. So working with, you know, experienced counsel and getting your ducks in a row, just from a legal perspective, obviously, comes first. Beyond that, as with anything else, I'm personally a big believer in data and acting on data-driven insights. So as a preliminary step, you just want to understand kind of the trends around your products. What's being counterfeited? Where is it happening? What platforms? Geographically, just trying to get as much information as possible. There's a lot of value in trying to link information that's gleaned from online sources to offline data. So you can try to connect the links and try to work up the supply chain. The strategy is really going to be different for every brand. There isn't really a one size fits all answer here. It depends on, obviously, you know, budget and resources that a brand has to tackle the problem, but also just what they want to prioritize. Are we going to go after, you know, the retailer? Are we going to try to go up further in the chain and to the wholesaler or the manufacturer? We're going to focus on online or offline. So there's a lot to, you know, there's a lot of ways to go about it, but trying to understand what's important to your brand, how does it affect your bottom line? How does it interact with like your marketing message and kind of the other strategies you have going on, and trying to develop a bespoke strategy for your brand that addresses what's important to you and how it harms your brand.
So David, you've given us some really great information here. Can you provide our listeners some strategies that companies can employ really to protect themselves from counterfeiting? And then maybe what advice would you give to our listeners to prevent and protect themselves from counterfeiting?
Yeah, absolutely. The obvious stuff here is sending cease and desist letters, filing lawsuits, things brands have been doing for ages. A moment ago, you mentioned AI, which is something I'm really excited about in this space. There are tools out there that can crawl the web and have sophisticated image recognition capabilities, even for things like live selling, where I can analyze what the person is saying and what products are being shown and determine if there's an IP infringement issue. These tools are a massive force multiplier because it's automated 24/7 monitoring of the web, social media, online marketplaces, and can process far more takedown requests in an hour of time than a human ever could. The good ones have a machine learning element to them where over time, as it gains experience enforcing your specific IP rights, it gets smarter on what to look for and separating the wheat from the chaff. In my industry, in the world of luxury retail, a platform like that is really indispensable. We have investigators that will physically go to trade shows, malls, places that are known to have counterfeiting to find people that are violating our rights. So that's another tool. Beyond that, I would say, like anything else, collaboration is really key here, both internally and externally. Internally, a successful brand enforcement program isn't carried out by just the legal team. I think everyone in the organization has some responsibility to serve as the brand's eyes and ears, and there should be a centralized way for them to report counterfeits. Externally, brands would be smart to partner with Customs and Border Patrol. So if you have a trademark that you've gotten registered with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, for example, you can take that trademark over to CBP and register it with Customs. Recording your trademark with Customs will allow them to detain and seize imported goods that violate your trademark. We have a terrific relationship with the folks at CBP, and they do incredible work in trying to keep counterfeits and illegal products from entering the country. Industry groups are another great opportunity for collaboration in this area. There are industry groups that focus on anti-counterfeiting, and it's a great opportunity for brands to connect with experts in the space, share best practices, stay up to speed on the latest trends. I would say on that last point, brand enforcement strategies really do need to be constantly revisited and refined because counterfeiters are constantly changing their strategy. Right. So they're moving to new platforms, they're setting up a new company, they're finding new ways to evade detection, all sorts of things. So it really requires a constant vigilance and keeping your ear to the ground on what's going on.
Yeah, thank you for that. I really love how you brought in AI and you're really capturing AI, human, you know, intervention, and really from all angles. And certainly I can understand you want to protect the brand and the authenticity of the brand. Thank you very much, David. And if you found this episode insightful, be sure to follow 60 Second Retail wherever you listen to podcasts so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.